Look who's here on time. And she even helped me this morning. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. I was telling her I had this animal the other day when I was coming home. I was driving on Main Street by 16th Street, and this creature was standing in the road looking at me and wouldn't move. And it wasn't a squirrel. I didn't know what it was for sure. And he was just staring at me, and he wouldn't move. And the more I yelled at him, the more he'd just look at me. Finally, he moved, and I took a picture of him in the grass. And you determined, through your animal instincts and everything you know about critters of the planet, and you decided it's a...
woodchuck.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? That's a groundhog, right? It's a groundhog.
You did very good.
So I never saw one around here before.
Oh, my gosh, they're everywhere.
I know where they are. They're in the middle of Main Street is where they are. That I can tell you. Then I saw them the next day, like three of them.
Probably the babies.
Yeah, there were two adults and a baby running down Main Street again.
Yeah.
And I said, move!
Did they move? Did they listen to you this time?
Yeah, well, they were on their way, but they moved real slow. So the woodchucks, huh? Okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I never saw them before. I mean, I did now.
Yes, you did.
You know, if you really want to see wildlife... we have that little nature camera. It runs in 10-second increments. If it starts movement. And we put it in the backyard. And we just set it up there and then went to bed. And the next day we pulled a little disc out of it, a little thing out of it. We plugged it into our TV. And there are critters all running around our yard all night long. Got possums going every which way. We got one cat just put his face right up to the camera. There's all different kinds of animals roaming around your backyard in the middle of the night.
Right.
And when the sun comes up, they're gone.
Right.
And you can notice that in the winter, too, because you see all these strange footprints and the snow going every which way in the backyard. And they come out at night. They were even up on our doorstep in the back, on our back porch, the back porch. Because you could see them on the video walking around up there. Then they walk back down again. Where do they go during the daytime, though?
Well, it depends on kind of animals they are. They're going to go take a nap and go. They're going to find their spot to go rest away from, you know, hidden so you can't see it.
One of our guys here saw a deer walking across Ohio the other day on our street right here. And I used to see them when I lived in Brown Deer. I used to see them occasionally in the neighborhood early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go during the daytime? I mean, deer's pretty big.
Yeah.
Where do they hide during the daytime?
Well, they're going to be by vegetation that can hide them. So that they feel, as long as they feel comfortable, you know, they can be by some bushes, by trees. You know, you'd be amazed at probably what you can't see during the day when the animals are taking their rest and hiding.
But you figure in a residential neighborhood, where are these animals going to hide?
Some of them are going to hide in someone's backyard. Someone could hide by the back of a shed or something like that. They find ways to, you know, nature is amazing. They'll find ways to not have you see them.
We invaded their neighborhood. They didn't invade ours.
True.
Okay,
true.
Before we start with all the events, we had that big storm about two or three weeks ago. I lost a flagpole, a little tiny flagpole. I told my insurance company, he said, how much? It was about $10, but, you know, I got to replace it. Anyway, so that was my big thing, and I just replaced it. But I went to Wind Point and near the zoo area, and there were giant trees laying on fences. And luckily, I didn't see any houses destroyed. But I texted you because I know you got a lot of trees and so forth, and you were in that area. What happened at the zoo during the storm?
Yeah, so we lost about 10 big trees. They'll be all off property after today. It's taken a little while, but so 10 big trees. A couple of them fell on our south fence where our walkabout creek is. And then we had one of the trees that's outside our fence line on the east side towards the lake that fell into the zoo fence as well as on top of our storage semi. So, and then we lost a large tent. 40 or 60 by 90 foot tent got destroyed. We had we almost had a tree fall on our zoo chew, but luckily it did not. So we're good there. And then it ripped up some awnings that were covering some spaces for the zebras and the rhinos. So we probably all in all, if we add it all together, we're at about $100,000.
Whoa.
So when you add that tent in there, which is a $40,000 tent.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it was, we, luckily, no one got hurt. No animals got hurt. But it was a mess. It was a mess that next day.
I know my neighbor's dog, and my dog, too, when it thunders outside, get very upset. The other day, his pit bull, he couldn't find, she was hiding in the bathtub behind the shower curtain when the thunder started. Do the animals at the zoo get upset with thunder?
You know, we have them all back a house, so they're used to, I mean, that's a natural sound in even where they would live in the wild. You're going to hear some of those types of things. So it's not like it's never thundered here before, but they're in a pretty enclosed space with some good soundproofing so that they're as comfortable as possible.
Well, you know, and the other day, she's a pit bull. She comes over and visits us every Friday. We play with her because I don't have any dogs anymore. So we're the grandparents. So she comes over and she was acting strange. She was like hiding in the closet. And about a half hour later, it started to storm. And I think animals can feel the barometric
pressure. Mm-hmm.
Because barometric pressure is amazing. My wife and I were reading about it for 2 hours one day, and she could probably feel the pressure change to the lower pressure, and she knows a storm's coming.
Yep. We have a dog that does the same thing.
People don't do that. That's how animals are so smart. They can tell when, you know, people say, my tricked foot.
Wonderful.
My tricked knee was telling me because the barometric pressure changes. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Intricacies at the zoo. Animals.
Animals are fabulous.
So a friend of mine said to me, what kind of animals they have there? I said, well, they got lions and tigers. No bears, oh my.
We have a bear. We have an Andean bear.
Oh, you do have a bear. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
We do.
All right. And no giraffe, though, right?
We have giraffes.
Oh, you have giraffes, too. Okay.
We still have Shaq.
Okay.
It's just, you know, he was new to us, so he's just trying to feel his way about that outside area since we got him in November. He came to us in November, so he's just starting to feel comfortable outside. So.
Before we get to the events, I got to tell you, a couple of months ago on ABC World News, they have this camera set at this eagle's nest. I forget where it is in California, Northern California. And you got to see the eggs laid, and the mother and father were taking chance because it was during the winter, so they had to keep the eggs warm. And there were three of them. Well, two hatched, and they were little tiny eaglets. Eaglets. Mm-hmm. Little tiny furry things. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're as big as their parents. And it was time to fly the nest, and ABC World News had the camera there last night, live, we're watching. And the first one spread her wings. She had her wings all, and I'm doing the studio. Spread her wings, and then she put them back and stepped behind. And her sister spread her wings, and she took off. And she didn't return.
Right.
And sometimes they return, sometimes they don't. Now she's on her own, starting her own family.
Right.
And the other one just kind of huddled down again and didn't want to take that chance of like, it must be scary. All of a sudden you're going to take off. You don't know what's going to happen. But it was, and they had classes all over Northern California live watching this eagle take off.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
It is fun watching that. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the, I wonder if they're going to take off. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. And they put this camera there, and they obviously, you know, it's just laying there. They don't know it's there.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing watching these birds.
Yeah.
And the mother and father were there watching the bird take off. It's like, come on, go. I'm going to push you.
Oh, they did it.
Well, one did it. The other one spread the wings.
The other one will do it.
Backed off. We're going to see tonight if it ever took off. Okay. Yes, the zoo is animals. Yes, the zoo is a fun place to see them in the natural habitat. How are the Arctic foxes doing, by the way?
Oh, they're doing great. They've missed you. They haven't seen you today.
Oh, they're going to see me because I got to start walking again. Okay, so a lot of events going there. Did you have the sleepover yet?
We did. We just had one this last Friday night.
I had to go.
It went great. It was a good scout group. They had a good time.
Well, first of all, the weather was perfect.
It was. The rain had stopped, so they had a good night.
Wow. Well, that's great. And you do a body count, and the head count was the same as when they got there.
It was.
It's always good when the head count matches the coming and going.
Exactly.
Do they roam around during the night? And they're young kids.
No, there's lights out, just like you would.
Doesn't mean anything with
kids. It does. We have staff that will watch, and they're chaperones. That's required.
Okay.
So they can't just go roam around.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, kids are kids. I mean, they'll say.
I understand that, but I also have some very attentive education staff that is not going to let that happen.
All right. Coming up Wednesday, I can't believe we're in June already. Coming up in June, we've got three dates here. I don't know why I put June 18th, June 16th, and August 27th in that order. But why don't you tell us what's going on there? This is the World Roar Wine Pour. Boy, that's a
tongue twister. That's correct. So we used to have World Wine Wednesdays, and then we had Roar and Pour. So we had wine tastings and beer tastings. We're out of days for all of our events, so we combined them together, and we have World Roar Wine Pour Wednesdays.
That's good.
We have three of those, one in June, which is the 18th. That kind of kicks it off. They're all of them.
Oh, July 16th, I guess.
Yeah, so there's one each month, one in June, one in July, one in August. And it's 6 to 8. It's on a Wednesday. It's hump day. We have unlimited samples of wine and beer. And then Red Onion does hand-passed appetizers. And then we go around the zoo in different locations. So there'll be three different spots that we will do those this year. And then we'll have an animal person come and talk. And you're just kind of enjoying nature and enjoying the zoo with having some wine and beer on hump day. Works perfect.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. And where is it held?
It depends on. So we usually will do one up at the north end. We'll do one somewhere around penguins and meerkats, and then we'll do someone probably either in the front of the castle or down by walkabout. It really kind of depends on what's happening and where we want to do it that particular night, depending upon what's going on at the zoo.
Is walkabout where those kangaroos are?
It is.
I tell you, I was not ready for that when I walked in there, and they're right there, and they crossed right in back of me. They waited till and I couldn't believe how big the legs are on those hind legs on those kangaroos. When you see them in TV and movies, they look big, but when you see them in person, and they really do jump.
They do.
They're right next to you. They just waited for me to cross, and I saw them all staring, and then they jumped over the road.
They
and,
can come on the sidewalk. You can't go in their grass.
Yeah, and they know that.
They do know that.
And so, yeah, it was just, I never saw how big those legs were before, and I'm just staring at them.
I know, right?
Yeah, okay. So that's this is a real tongue twister, the World Roar Wine Pour.
Yep.
And again, the three dates are June 18th, July 16th, and August 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. And how do you sign up for that?
So you're going to go to our website, racinezoo.org. There's a bar at the top, and go to the one that says events. Do the drop-down menu. Go down to World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday, and you can sign up for one, two, or all three of them. And it works great. And we have a lot of people that have come since we've started those 10 years ago. And they've become a little family. They all book themselves. We get some fire pits out there, and people just come and enjoy the wine and beer.
And get good attendance, huh?
Yeah, anywhere from 50 to 100 people.
I've never had a beer in my life. I tasted it once. That wine I had, but the beer I never. For some reason, I don't know why. Yeah. It never came up for discussion. Yeah. So I tasted it once. Nope.
You and do, you done.
And it seems like everybody's enjoying it except me. And I look at people having a good time. I'm going to come home and get a refreshing beer. Well, it looks refreshing. It really does, but I don't know. Okay, we've got a round for rhinos.
Could be that too. Yeah.
A round for rhinos.
Yes, that is our annual golf tournament.
You got all these alliterations in here. It's up.
I know, they're fun. Okay. Come on, man. And that is on Monday, June 23rd. It's at Meadowbrook Country Club. We have a tee-off time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We actually this is a 9-hole tournament for everybody. There's fun games on the course. We'll have the front nine and the back nine at Meadowbrook. We do have a few spots for some foursomes. So this is beautiful time of the year. You may not want to or don't think about coming to the zoo to support it, but you want to support us. But you're a golfer, so come to the golf tournament. There's something for everybody at the zoo. It works great. We got a fun swag bag. Get your foursome ready. We still have some whole sponsorship opportunities. It's a really great day. You can work all morning, be there for registration at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and play the round, have a great dinner, still be home by 7:30. It's a perfect opportunity to support
this is
the zoo.
Not putt-putt golf.
This is not putt-putt golf. This is not putt-putt golf.
Because I'm good on the windmill hole and the clown hole, but I don't know if I can. I don't know how they hold the golf clubs. I tried it once. And it's not like a baseball bat.
It is not. That is a true statement.
And I did hit the ball once, but it didn't go in the air. It kind of rolled. And you can't.
But did it stay straight?
It was on a driving range.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just went down there. I mean, it didn't kill anybody. It didn't hit anybody. Okay. So that was good.
That's great. Don Rosen.